that happens in life can happen in a show. You can make them laugh, you can make them cry. Anything, anything can go.
Welcome to your weekend. This is Weekend Showcase, your North State Arts Magazine. I'm Tom Kinney. The town of Paradise is celebrating its annual event known as Gold Nugget Days. As part of this year's festivities, a major stage production opens tonight at the Paradise Performing Arts Center. It's an original musical western, When the Coyote Calls. We'll be talking with the show's playwright, composer, and lyricist, Michael Cordano.
This has been a two-year project in the making. So tonight is going to be very exciting. This is a feeling that I cannot describe, you know, the anticipation, a little nervousness, but I am so, so happy with the way the whole cast and everybody has responded.
Baby, you're a priceless masterpiece. Oh. Beauty is the perfect medley. I need you in my art gallery.
MUNCA, the Museum of Northern California Art, is just about to move into its permanent home, the Veterans Hall on Esplanade in Chico. But currently, MUNCA has one more temporary exhibit, what it calls a pop-up gallery. On today's program, the president of MUNCA's board of directors, Pat Macias, will tell us all about it.
We have been a museum since 2011, but a museum without a home, a permanent home. This is our sixth pop-up museum. So what we do is, thanks to a gracious landlord who gives us the space for a month, we set up an exhibition so the community will be able to see what we're like when we actually go into the museum.
At Chico Theater Company, the current production is Disney's Broadway version of their animated classic, The Little Mermaid. Today we'll be talking with the director and with the cast, including Sierra Hall, who plays Ariel, the Little Mermaid.
I was just so excited that little girls would be looking up to me and that I could be this idol for them. I could portray whatever I wanted on stage to be a model for these kids. I wanted to be a really strong, independent, you know, woman for the stage, and then afterward take pictures with them, and they're all shy, and it's adorable, and I love it so much.
All of that is coming up over the next half hour here on Weekend Showcase. Stay tuned. First, here's Brian Mull with the North State Arts Calendar.
Cascade Theater in Reading closes its production of Mary Poppins. See everyone's favorite nanny tonight or tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Or catch one of the matinee performances tomorrow or Sunday at 2. Tuesday at the Cascade, singer-songwriter Jackson Brown experiences accomplished musician starting at 7:30. Tomorrow, the Orland Arts Center closes its exhibit, A Slant on Spring, featuring Pat Voigt's acrylics and Marilyn Walsh's watercolors. Tomorrow's gallery hours, 1 to 6. In Chico, the Blue Room Theater's latest production, In the Next Room, or The Vibrator Play. Set in the 1880s, it's a comedy about marriage, intimacy, and electricity. Performances are tonight and tomorrow at 7:30. California Regional Theater opens its latest show, the Disney musical Beauty and the Beast. This tale as old as time plays tonight and tomorrow at 7:30. There's also a Sunday matinee at 2. Chico State's Janet Turner Print Museum features a double art show, the 21st Juried Student Print Exhibition, and the 14th Ink Clay Exhibit. See works by current printmaking students and the link that ceramics have with printmaking. The Turner's open Monday through Saturday, 11 to 4. At the Chico Art Center, the 10th annual showcase, titled Contemporary Woman. It features paintings, drawings, and sculptures by women artists of all ages. Visit the center between noon and 4 any day of the week. At Paradise's Theater on the Ridge, it's the final weekend for the Moss Hart comedy Light Up the Sky. Clashing artistic egos struggle to create a new Broadway production. Curtain time is 7:30 tonight and tomorrow, with a 2 o'clock Sunday matinee. The Acting Company in Yuba City presents its final weekend of Shakespeare's comic fantasy, A Midsummer Night's Dream. Two pairs of human lovers prove what fools these mortals be when the mischievous sprite Puck casts a spell to tangle their romantic lives. The fun begins tonight and tomorrow at 8 o'clock, with a Sunday matinee at 2. The Acting Company's Magic Theater has some mischievous sprites for the kids with its production How to Not Train a Pixie. The final two performances are both tomorrow afternoon, 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock. That's the calendar for this week. Thanks for listening. Comedian George Carlin had a question. If all the world was a stage, where is the audience sitting?
Listening here to one of the songs from a new original musical that has its world premiere tonight at the Paradise Performing Arts Center. And it's Gold Nugget Days, and that means there's a big performance going on. It's usually a melodrama, but this year it's something different, a Western musical. And we're going to be talking here to the creator of that show. He wrote the script, he wrote the music, he wrote the lyrics. The name of the show is When the Coyote Calls. The creator of the show, Michael Coronado. This is your first full-out musical that you've written, right?
Exactly. This has been a 2-year project in the making. So tonight is going to be very exciting. This is a feeling that I cannot describe, you know, the anticipation, a little nervousness, but I am so happy with the way the whole cast and everybody has responded.
Even though this is your first stage musical that you've written, you've been involved in music for quite a while, is that right?
Since my teenage years in San Francisco. In 2005, my daughter got me into playing for the melodramas here. She didn't tell me that I was playing bass, but all of a sudden she volunteered me. So I did that year and 12 years following.
What was your inspiration for writing this original cowboy musical?
Well, you know, I was born in the late 40s. I'm a baby boomer. So I grew up with the Western movies and the TV serial, you know, the Westerns, you know, Laramie, Rifleman, Wagon Train, you know, those black and white shows. And I just was fixed, glued to the little TV that was no more than probably 10 inches, you know, in diameter. And I saw just about every episode of all of those shows.
Would you say it's a modern cowboy story, or is it set back in the 1800s?
No, actually, I settled for in between. This is the middle 50s to late 50s when the Westerns were big time, you know. So that's where I base my time period.
Tell us about the main character, the main cowboy of the story.
Oh, yes. He's just a young cowboy who fell in love with this beautiful lady, and she left for California to find a better life. And
was she part of the gold rush? It was the gold nugget days we got here.
Well, no, she was tired of the dusty old little towns. She wanted something greater, some more exposure to modern living. So she left, promising to return. About a year went by. And he is desperate to see her again. But in the meantime, there's another young lady who is trying to move in and has been trying. And through all the trials and tribulations and ups and downs, in songs and poetry, this story develops. And it has a very, very good ending.
And one of your daughters is directing this play, right?
Dolores is directing, and she took it at heart, and she's done a wonderful job. She's the force behind it.
So, Michael, tell me, since you've never actually done your own play before, what's it like writing out a script and writing out songs and seeing that all come to life on stage as an actual production?
Well, it started with a song, one song. And that song, which is a part of the show here, kind of encompasses all what we're going to hear. One song that to me was even surprising because I didn't know that I was going to be able to do, quite frankly, it was a venture, but then the second and the third and the fourth came along and all of a sudden it started taking a life of its own. A collection of songs became a story thread for the dialogue to fill in and the poetry, which Mary Fitzsimmons, a local poet, contributed quite a bit. As we collaborated, we ended up 2 years worth of adding, testing, editing, and composing.
How many musicians are involved that are backing up the singers here?
Well, I have Billy Arnold. He'll be playing the drums. Rich Salcido will be playing the bass. Mike Hughes and Mindy Hughes. Mike plays the guitar, and Mindy will be singing background vocals and percussion. And I'm going to be playing the guitar and the banjo out there.
So what's it like for you when you put all that together and have all those musicians playing together and the people singing on stage? Is that a real buzz for you?
Oh, to me, when I first heard the songs being sung and interpreted by other people, then it became real. To hear my granddaughter sing one of the songs, that was just this incredible feeling.
Well, you've told us about the three main characters, the central cowboy and the two women in his life. There's also, as the title suggests, a mysterious character called the Coyote. I know he's supposed to remain kind of mysterious, mystical, but what kind of little hints can you tell me about who this character is?
Well, the question is he a man coyote, or is he a coyote that is just mystical and has many different forms of being, apparitions, That's the question. He is a combination of all. He is witty. He's a trickster, just like the old native lore, he is also quite a singer, an entertainer, and he is a character throughout the show. He also intermingles with the audience, so don't be surprised if all of a sudden you have a coyote right by your side.
We've been talking with the playwright, composer, lyricist, poetry writer of the show that opens tonight at the Paradise Performing Arts Center, When the Coyote Calls. Thanks for talking with us, Michael Coronado.
Always been a pleasure. Thank you, and nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you, and we're all looking forward to the show. And it starts at 7 tonight at the Paradise Performing Arts Center. Plays also tomorrow night, Saturday night, at 7 o'clock. And the final performance is Sunday. It's in the afternoon at 2 o'clock.
Yeah, 2 o'clock. Hope to see you here.
Let's join our visual art expert, Dolores. She's in downtown Chico, in a temporary art gallery run by MUNCA, the Museum of Northern California Art.
This is Dolores Mitchell, and I'm at the very last MUNCA pop-up gallery at 215 Main Street. I'm going to let Pat Macias tell us a little bit about the museum and its goals. Pat is president of the board of directors of the Museum of Northern California Art.
Thank you, Dolores. We have been a museum since 2011, but a museum without a home, a permanent home. This is our sixth pop-up museum. So what we do is, thanks to a gracious landlord who gives us the space for a month, we set up an exhibition so the community will be able to see what we're like when we actually go into the museum. The mission of the museum is to make art accessible and promote awareness of Northern California artists, artists from up to Oregon, over to Nevada, and down to San Jose.
Well, Pat, something very exciting is going to be happening tonight. Can you tell us about this reception?
Because this is our last pop-up, it's called a reception from here to there, from 215 Main Street, where we are right now and have been, to 900 Esplanade, the Veterans Memorial Hall, that is being renovated for future museum.
What time is the reception?
From 6 to 8. Again, it's 215 Main Street. It's a big thank you, for one thing, to a lot of people who have been key to getting us where we are right now. There'll be music, there'll be champagne, there'll be hors d'oeuvres, I hope a lot of fun. And we have this really strong show right now called Educational Outreach, Past, Present, and Future. That's what I would like people to see so that they are aware that the museum will always be going into the schools, even when we have in our permanent building.
Well, in addition to the reception tonight, there are a couple of other exciting events.
Saturday, April 23rd, which would be tomorrow, is Anna Cummins. She is, I believe, 13 years old, and she uses VideoStar app to create video clips. She's been down here all month shooting different scenes, having people interact with her. On Saturday, she will be showing us how she puts those together into these videos. You know, she then posts them, and she's got thousands of people following her on these. We also have on Wednesday, April 27th at noon, we've been having these lunch with an artist or noontime programs. So this one, it's a graduate student who has approached me about having a show here where he has asked student artists from the university to portray diversity in a positive manner. Once these are here and shown, the top three will be going down to City Hall to be in an exhibition there. And then our final thing is Kids Create, and that's on Saturday, April 30th. Kids age 5 to 12, we have four tables set up. They can create whatever they would like. We do charge a small amount for that, $7. But the kids that have come before on these have really had a good time.
Well, finally, Pat, can you look forward to this wonderful gala event that is going to take place at the fairgrounds?
We want it to be like no other gala that's ever been given. It is Saturday, June 11th at 6:30 p.m. at the Silver Dollar Fairgrounds in the commercial building. It is going to be a sit-down dinner with Baccio, music, a no-host bar, and entertainment by Chococo and aerialists from Reno.
Oh, wow. And it's wonderful that MUNCA is going to be moving into its new location in the Veterans Hall. Thank you so much.
I need you in my art gallery.
Let's go now under the sea, courtesy Chico Theater Company, where their current production is Disney's Broadway stage version of their classic animated musical, The Little Mermaid. I'm talking with Sierra Hall, who plays the title character, The Little Mermaid, Ariel. How did you develop your character as a mermaid who lives under the sea in the first act there?
At first, it was kind of, I was trying to play that meek princess role, and then I was reminded of that scene in The Little Mermaid when Eric and Ariel are out in the town and she falls over and her legs dangle off the side of the cart. And that's just so silly and funny, and I decided to screw the whole Disney princess idea and just make it fun and quirky and funny, because that's the way I like to act, and that's pretty much how I did it.
This show is a complete fantasy, a fairy tale. What was that like for you?
Well, I was doubtful about how it would look on stage at first. For the scene where I save Prince Eric while he's drowning, we went through a lot of different ways of portraying that on stage, and I think we really came up with a fun way to do it that looked really magical. I think Shauna did an amazing job creating the vision. It looked magical, all of it.
You've had your opening weekend. Tell me about your interactions with little kids, like especially little girls who come up to you and you're, you know, this magical mermaid princess.
Honestly, that was like the reason I wanted to audition for the show. I was just so excited that little girls would be looking up to me and that I could be this idol for them. I could portray whatever I wanted on stage to be a model for these kids. I wanted to be a really strong, independent, you know, woman for the stage, and then afterward take pictures with them, and they're all shy, and it's adorable, and I love it so much. It's fun.
We've been talking with Sierra Hall, who plays the Little Mermaid Ariel at Chico Theater Company. Now I'm talking with Jaquan Sayers, who played an audience favorite, I have to say, Sebastian the Crab. Did you have fun doing this very energetic and you know, broad, exaggerated character?
Yeah, see, to tell me if I had fun doing this exaggerated character is like asking, does the wind like to blow?
No, yeah, I had a lot of fun portraying Sebastian the Crab, mainly with the accent. The accent's the most fun that I'm having on stage.
You have those nice big red crab hands that you wear through the whole show,
which are so annoying. they make my hands really sweaty, but you know, if it makes the effect that much more special, then I'm all for going the extra mile.
You did all kinds of energetic dancing in this show. Did you enjoy that?
I enjoy the dancing because it's a lot of free flow. I get to make it up as I go a lot of the time, especially during the undersea dance break. The dancing part of it all, like being able to like really step out of the element of the crab and start moving, is what I really enjoy doing when I'm dancing, because I like feel like I get to like step out of the crab shell, you know, and then actually get to show them more of what Sebastian has than, you know, just the stiff movement and the quick walk. So dancing actually helps me like expand his character in a way that you wouldn't see otherwise. Shauna really utilized all of my skill sets to allow Sebastian to come and really show out to be an audience favorite.
I've been talking with Jaquan Sayers, who plays Sebastian in The Little Mermaid at Chico Theater Company. And now we're talking to royalty, Prince Eric. And he is played by Dustin Kane. Hi, Dustin. Are you having fun being a prince?
I am having so much fun just being in the show in general, because I get to be surrounded by so much talent, and without all that, the show could not come alive. But being something like a prince, you know, it's obviously a lot different from what I've done here. I'm actually a little jealous of Sebastian because he gets to jump around a lot more and be a little bit more free, whereas I have to be the more stiff one and be more proper. But it is a lot of fun. It's a very iconic role from a very classic Disney film, so I'm very happy to be playing it.
We've been talking with Dustin Kane, who plays Prince Eric in The Little Mermaid at Chico Theater Company. And now we're talking with Elizabeth Rhodes, who plays Ursula, the sea witch. Tell me, Elizabeth, is it fun to be evil?
It's incredibly fun. Yes, I'm having a blast.
So what did you do to get into this person of such strong evil power?
you know, it kind of just evolved through the, like, rehearsal process. I remember at one point the director told me she wanted me to have a really deep speaking voice. So I just kind of took that and went from there and layered more onto it. Just with each rehearsal, I was kind of like, oh, I think I'm going to add this evil laugh here or move my body in a certain way. So it just kind of came. That was the first, like, little thing that made me go there, though, was with having the deeper villain voice. So.
Is this a bolder, more flamboyant role than you've ever played on stage before?
Yes, absolutely. For sure. I've played witches before, actually, but not quite so big and loud and like kind of commanding the stage. So it is out of my wheelhouse, but it's been really fun and I've had a blast doing it.
I thought it was fun that you got to do two or three numbers where in the original movie your character only does one. Did you like having all those extra numbers?
I did, and I actually loved the, everyone knows Poor Unfortunate Souls. It's a song from the movie, but the song that I get to sing, Good Times Back, I love it. And it's actually way more fun for me to sing that than Poor Unfortunate Souls, and I think it's because it's like a new song that the audience doesn't recognize. So it's fun to introduce them to something new, and I think it shows a little bit more about who Ursula is, too, than just the one number.
I liked when you were in the kick line and you were using your tentacles because you know you have, yes, you have the bottom half of a octopus,
right.
You were kicking along with your sidekicks but using your tentacles. Was that fun?
It was, yes. It's very fun, and it's really fun to hear the audience's reaction every time we do it. It kind of just gives us more like energy and excitement to keep on being evil. So
well, congratulations on being so entertainingly evil.
Thank you.
Elizabeth Rhodes, who plays the sea witch Ursula in The Little Mermaid at Chico Theater Company. We have here the director of The Little Mermaid, Shauna Jones. Hi, Shauna.
Hey, Tom. How are you?
I'm doing great, and I really enjoyed the show. Of course, you were familiar with the original animated version, and this is the version that was made for the Broadway stage, and there's quite a bit of added stuff. What were some of the things that really stood out that were different?
Well, certainly there are some differences to the storyline, which are exciting, and I won't spoil for everyone who's listening. But also there are added storylines for characters that weren't truly fully explored in the original. The Mer sisters have a much larger part to play in the Broadway version than they did in the original animated film. We get to learn a little bit more about the craziness that happens with our chef, Louis. We just get a little more behind the scenes with the relationship between Ursula and Triton. How they're related is explored more deeply in this version.
Tell our audience why people of all ages would enjoy coming to The Little Mermaid at Chico Theater Company.
Well, that's easy. People will enjoy coming to this show because it's fantastic, and it is peopled by phenomenally talented human beings that are singing and dancing and acting all for you.
Shauna Jones, who is the director of The Little Mermaid, which is now on stage at Chico Theater Company. And that's Weekend Showcase for this week. We'll be back next Friday at 3 o'clock. As always, we encourage you to enjoy the arts where you live. For Weekend Showcase, I'm Tom Kinney. Weekend Showcase is a production of North State Public Radio.